We have a couple nice days here. Guys, perfect night to fire up the grill. And I mention guys because in 85% of American households, it's the male holding the spatula. The man is the grill master. But why? It's not a caveman thing. Eons ago, those handsome fellas would bring home the kill and the cave ladies would do the cooking. Some theorize men learned to grill out of necessity on the battlefield. Sounds manly enough, but truth is, cooking was considered women's work till the 1920s. Enter Henry Ford, who had sawdust and wood scraps all over the floor of his car factories, so he did a deal to turn the sawdust into charcoal briquettes. Next, he started selling grills and charcoal along with his cars. Cars bought almost always by men who go home and get to play with fire. By the 1950s, the male of the species was lord of the barbecue, as explained over a backyard grill on Leave It to Beaver.
Whenever we cook inside, Mom always does the cooking. But whenever we cook outside, you always do it. How come?
Well, it's sort of traditional, I guess. They say a woman's place is in the home, and I suppose as long as she's in the home, she might as well be in the kitchen.
Now, don't shoot the messenger. But some historians say that in the kitchen, women cooked using ovens with thermostats. The recipes were precise. 350 degrees for 20 minutes. Like that. But out back, it was like the jungle. No thermostat. Cooking by looking? That looks about done. Better to be in the kitchen preparing side dishes and desserts. Now, the historians who explain this are men who are slowly ceding the tongs to their mates. An Ipsos survey shows that over the last 5 years, the number of women serving as family grill masters has doubled to 34%. All you beleaguered American males who think the world is closing in on you, they're coming for your tongs.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.